T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back, Marks and Reese, as the Eagles, and we're waiting on Darius Slay here. Slay joins us coming up at 4 o'clock, so stay tuned. The Eagles announced today, or the city announced today, that season ticket holders will get a shot to get some tickets, because on Sunday they will allow fans back in the stadium. There, right, Reese?
How about that? It's pretty cool.
It is cool. So tickets are available they're doing it right now for the Ravens game and for the Giants game. Yeah, so they're doing two right at this moment. And it's for season ticket members who have opted in for the 2020 season. They're assigned a designated day and time to log into their account to select from available seats. And, you can purchase a seating pot of 2, 4, or 6, and you cannot sell those tickets to additional. So you can't go out on StubHub and sell those tickets because they don't want to invite bringing other people that you don't know into the fold. So that's going to be happening tomorrow, which is pretty, pretty cool. But not everybody's going to be able to get the tickets because you're looking at 5,500 to 6,000 fans that are going to be able to get in.
Yep.
So, but good news, and hopefully good news for the Eagles coming up this week against the Ravens. It'll be good to get some fans back in the stands. As Eagles cornerback Darius Slay joins Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. What's up, Slay?
What's good?
What's good, brother? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. You okay after Sunday's game from a health standpoint? You feeling better today?
I'm great.
Oh, that's what's up. Sunday's game, man, a tough one, obviously. You guys especially put up a valiant effort on that offensive side of the ball. But from your perspective, from a defense, what did you think about the performance of the team and some of the things that you guys weren't able to do against Pittsburgh and some of the things you guys were able to do against them?
We kept shooting ourselves in the foot, man, on defense, on the side of the ball with penalties, stuff like that. So, like, self-inflicted wounds, man. We kept getting one time I know we had them in 39. We false started, got into a 35. 34, something like that. We just kept doing stuff. We got a couple of personal foul penalties. Other than that, the game would be a different type of game.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that while the game is going on, I'm wondering, right, when you guys go into the sideline for adjustments, I know that's got to be frustrating when you feel like you get a team to third and long, and then something happens where now it's third and short and they're able to extend the drive. Big Ben, 15 for 15 on third down for completions. I'm wondering, why was he able to have the success he was able to have Sunday against you guys from a passing standpoint?
Because a lot of his third downs was, were short, 3 to third and five, mm-hmm. A lot of them was zero yards, but we missed tackles, on a couple of plays. So we had them stop. We got started making tackles for no gains after the catch, and we didn't do that well. That's one of the reasons. I know it was a third down I gave up that I was like in a coverage that I know I could have easily made a play on, mm-hmm. made a play on, and I let him catch it. Let him catch it, but I just didn't know how far we was from the state. I thought it was kind of longer, mm-hmm. and it was really just not that far. And stuff like that. But it's just that we got to make our tackles that we had supposed to have made, and adjust better. They kept doing a lot of stuff like shaving. We call it shaving. A route they call shaving. With number one receiver just running behind two people and catching it for 2 yards, like they are, like an automatic block, like a screen play out of nowhere. Mm. So we just got to be aware of stuff like that. They're just going on us. So we just got to continue to stop that from happening, though, man. Hurting ourselves and getting us in third and short and getting off the field.
Let me ask you from a scheme and technique standpoint, was it – it was obviously in the game plan because I saw it pretty much out there Sunday when you guys were either in man defense or in your zone defenses more than I've seen it in the previous four games. The off coverage. There was a lot of off coverage, I thought, in this game. There's what was it that you guys coming into the game may have had you concerned that you guys didn't play as much press coverage and you played a lot more off coverage this week?
It was a call, you know, just to get him a different look to let him know what it wasn't doing. You know, Ben is a great quarterback. You know, he's a veteran, future Hall of Famer. So we just ain't want to give him a look just to like, hey, do this. Because if Ben see it, Ben goes do it. You know, he did everything we wanted him to. But the fact that, you know, he still made the plays was making, you know, is a great him being a great quarterback, you know. So, we just got like a just do it better, you know. Honestly, I know when I went into the game plan, I was playing off a little bit, but then I got to back to, you know, finish the game. I said, man, I got to do what I do best, you know, help this team win.
Yes.
So I did what I did, just go out there and press and try to make a play. So that's what I'm good at. And I did it within the defense. And you know, so we just trying to find a way, you know. But Ben was a great quarterback. He hit every spot we needed in the defense. And he found all the weakness in it.
Yeah, man, I was surprised. And I know from watching you play even your years in Detroit, man, but certainly watching you play through these first weeks here, you're at your best when you can get up in a receiver's chest. When you can mess with him at that line of scrimmage a little bit, that's when you're at your best. That's, I would imagine, where you would prefer to play.
Right, yeah. I love to just go out here and compete. Go ahead and, you know, give me my choices of where you go inside or outside, and let me play ball from there. You know, I'm going to just strut around and try to mess up the timing of the route, and you know, and how I feel. You know, for me, I like to do it. And I know I got a great D line that can get after the quarterback, make that timing short. So I want to mess up some timing too myself. So I like to get up there and press a lot.
And we're talking to Darius Slay, Eagles cornerback. He joins us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Slay, there was a play in the first half, a pass interference call against you that, you know, I don't think the referees were the
officials. It's terrible.
Yeah, they did a poor job on both sides, but in particular on that play. I just watched the replay here, and if anything, it was offensive pass interference.
Right.
He grabbed your jersey, but take us through that play, and what do you think?
Yeah, you know, right when we came off, right when I used my technique, how I use it. So we came up the line. He stuck his hand in my pad and pulled me down. So, but with me being a veteran, you know, veteran guys, I've been playing this game a long time. Receivers always do that. I've been training myself with that. So I, you know, I slapped his hand down and try to regain position. So as we kept running, so I was, you know, hand fighting, we call it. He tried to get the extension he need to, you know, to hit you with the late hands and like push it out. So as the guy was doing that, you know, I kind of like, you know, when you stick it out, I'm going to just go hold it. And then we try to bring yourself in, you go bring me in with you. That's how I do it, you know, because there's no point. It's hard to defend that when the guy's already extending his arm and getting the separation he needs to reach for the ball. So as he's trying to reach for it, shoot, you go bring me with you. So that's how I try to do it. And, you know, the referee that was on the sideline that was right in front of the play even said that wasn't a PI, but the guy from freaking
from the
running
back.
From the back through it, so I'm like, how you even see it as a PI? And the whole thing, what the hand I had on him was the outside hand. I mean, the inside hand. So I don't even know how he see it. But you know, they had bad calls all across the board. But you know, got to live with it. Got to play ball, and you know, we still got to execute.
Feeling with the team right now, Darius. I know you were injured, so you may not have talked to a lot of guys, or I don't know if you know the mood after the game. But you know, you guys were right there in the fourth quarter. What was the feeling after the game? You're still only a half a game out of first place.
Right. We just know we got to start having these self-inflicted wounds, man. All the games we had played in, man, it's all about us. You know, we got to do better on that part. Got to be more disciplined. Because these penalties are costing us, and you know, plays that we go over and, you know, and got to realize it, what down the distance it is, and tackling, and, you know, and that's what other teams are doing against us. You know, they capitalizing off that, you know. At first it was us not turning the ball over enough. Now we kind of getting our hands on a couple balls, mm-hmm. And find a way to get the offense more opportunities to go score. So we got to limitate them because the offense did well enough to win, and, you know, and that was on us. And as a defense, we already understood that. We took that in. And our goal is, you know, just to get better, you know, coach practice a different way. And because, you know, it happens in practice. Stuff like that happens in practice. And, you know, and start from there. And from Wednesday to Friday, man, I always try to be perfect because I want the game to be perfect. And a lot of stuff that happens in the game is not happening to you in practice. So to eliminate the mistakes, you got to eliminate them in practice.
Yeah. You know, this is just your first year here with us, Darius. But we can be maniacal. I mean, not maniacal. We can be meticulous when it comes to breaking down the Eagles and everything that happens in the game. So we've been breaking down this third down and eight play where Claypool scored that last touchdown for the last 2 days since it happened, trying to figure out what could have been done differently. And one thing I've tried to explain is that by you not being in the game, that may have had something to do with maybe what defense was called. Have you had a chance to see that third and eight play that Claypool scored on? And what do you think you guys could have done as a defense to sort of help Nate Gary out on that play where he was seemingly left on the wide receiver one-on-one?
There's not much we could do, you know. I live my life. I've been playing this game for a long time. And I live the game as like a coach. You know, coach called a play. Mm-hmm. We got to make the play come to life. So what if he called? It don't matter if it's a bad call, good call, whatever it need to be, we try to bring it to life. So, you know, only thing I can think of is, you know, we as a defense probably just need to be in a better position. Mm-hmm. In practice, you know, we got to probably prepare Snake to be able to run through that with receivers. You know, I think he's very athletic, and you know, to be able to do that. So all I say is that, you know, what we got to do is, you know, I'm not a real big play caller, you know.
Sure.
Man, that was a bad call. This a bad call. That I'm more of a light man. Let's try to bring this call to life, mm-hmm. you know, because any call could be bad. We just got to bring it to life, and that's what the goal is on that side, on that play. You know, we knew the call was. It's like, hey man, we got to bring it to life. Let's go. You know, make it work.
Yeah.
So that's how I am.
Yeah, that's the best attitude to have. Well, we'll move on from that game. I just got one question for me for you on next week's game. Certainly a different type of beast to prepare for. You kind of knew where Big Ben was going to be at in the pocket, and he was going to get the ball out quick. He's in his older stages of his career. This beast you got to deal with coming up Sunday in Lamar Jackson is certainly different to have to prepare for. They have weapons in the passing game. We know what he can do on the ground as well mm-hmm. as those running backs. Thoughts on what you guys are going to need to do to sort of slow down this Ravens offense?
You know, of course you got to stop an MVP, a MVP candidate, all that. So he's a great kid, man. Humble. You know, I met him at the Pro Bowl, man. Me and him finally got to talk to each other, man. Cool, man. Very, very, very smart guy. Very electrifying. Like I said, I consider him probably one of the most dangerous people in the game, you know, just because of the fact that he could turn a bad play into an awesome play with his legs and be able to outrun people and understand plays. You know, a lot of guys can do that. You know, Russell Wilson can do that, but nobody can do it on the level that he can, you know. But watching lately, you know, hearing him talk, hearing him say what he say, because it's all over his thing, you know, he want to be better in the pass game. And, you know, and he knows that as well, that he's not going to win a game all the time with his legs. So he's trying to build that confidence in himself to say, hey, man, we got to be able to pass the ball too. And that's great about him being as a young guy, knowing that he got to be able to pass his ball in this league and not take too many hits. So right now, we know that you got to slow him down. He's the motor of the offense, and they can run the ball tremendously. So we're going to have to find a way to control that option game and try to make it one-dimensional.
Hey, Slate, glad to hear you're feeling good. You're feeling better. And go get him this week.
Yep.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Darius Slay. Darius Slay.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, part of me thinks, and I keep thinking back to that play too, I'm wondering, you know, you get in that situation, what does Jim call? Because he almost didn't, Did Slay travel with anybody? Was he locked on Juju all game? Is that what it was?
No, I mean, he was on.
Like, he didn't stay with one guy the entire game like he normally does.
He was on Claypool.
Some of those,
too. I mean, some completions you saw him on there.
Yeah. So, and that's one of those games where Ben spreads the ball so much. It's almost not beneficial to have Slay on one guy.
No, you're right. He will, like, as good as Smith-Schuster is, there's always
He's
other
gonna
guys
throw the ball
players.
To somebody else, yeah.
Yeah,
and
he is.
Slay wasn't on the field at that point, right?
No, he was already injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. We're going to get back into what we started the show with. I was surprised. I mean, it was almost like a pleasant surprise yesterday that Eagles fans weren't as angry about the loss because they did see some good in yesterday's loss to the Steelers. But I think people are taking it a little bit too far because the expectation for this Eagles team from too many Eagles fans out there is, well, they can't make the playoffs. I can't expect them to make the playoffs. How can I expect them to make the playoffs? We'll get into on the other side. You should expect them to make the playoffs. This is the NFC least. 215-592-9494.
You can't fight it, man. It's the NFC least.
That's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We just have to accept it and try to win it. And we can win it.
Yep.
Coming up next, a brand new update on Lane Johnson and his ankle. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, I got to tell you about my new favorite pro football bet this season. Now, I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. Now, they're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. Now, this way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. Now, what's cool is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. Season 5, not over with. I could give you a Season 6 bet, but how about we got a game tonight on Tuesday night. Buffalo is in Tennessee. Buffalo, a road favorite. One of the early surprises of this season. Buffalo is still undefeated, but you know what? So is Tennessee. And Tennessee is getting points. I like Tennessee plus the 3 tonight against Buffalo. Also, like a same game parlay, like which quarterback scores the first rushing touchdown? Is it the Tennessee quarterback or the Buffalo quarterback? I like that. Which defense gets the first turnover? I like that as well. Now, if you like my picks, go ahead and bet on them. You can get $10 back if you don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the same game parlays. So, if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.